We'll now have our second feature, which also comes from the Norwich Seeker, and looks at a different aspect of the local food scene. It was written by Jackie Burgoyne, who found out how the city's biggest food bank is having to change in the face of rising demand. Jackie spent a week speaking to volunteers, employees, and people using the food bank to find out how the charity is coping. Here is Sam Elmhurst to present Jackie's findings.
Workers and volunteers at Norwich Food Bank are busy. In the first 6 months of this year, they've helped 6,886 people, a rise of 60% on the same period in 2022. Project manager Hannah Wolseley says this is partly down to people coming to them for long-term support, rather than just as a stopgap. In April, the Trussell Trust, the charity which runs the food bank, added a new category for those it helps, the cost of rising essentials. That category is definitely being ticked a lot more, Hannah says. Rather than a disaster or a crisis that's maybe short-lived, we are getting a lot more people now going, this is what I'm on and these are my bills. I don't know what else I can cut or what I'm entitled to. This is now just life. So while the demand has soared, the supply of food being donated has remained roughly the same. Shoppers are now less likely to pick up extra food at the supermarket and place them in collection areas, but they are more likely to donate money. In May last year, none of the project's food was bought in, but by this May, 20% of it was purchased by the Trussell Trust. Volunteer Peter Matchett arranges the pickup of donations from supermarkets and delivery to the distribution centres. There's been a drastic downturn in physical donations, he says. I collect regularly from two Roy stores, and at one I was getting at the beginning of the year about 11 crates of donations per week. When I collected today, I got five. Now, Peter says he has noticed a drop from what he would term affluent areas as well as less affluent ones. A lot of people I know will be living hand to mouth with very limited savings, he adds. Volunteer Bridget Chisholm adds, we used to pack the boxes of food really tightly and fill up spaces, but filling up spaces now, well, there just isn't the stuff to put in. So this disparity between supply and demand is one reason why the food bank has been piloting a new approach. The Trussell Trust now pays for advisers from Citizens Advice, the British Red Cross and Shelter to work at their distribution centres, and their job is to speak to people and see if they can help them in other ways. When somebody arrives with a referral for a food parcel, they'll be asked if they want to speak to one of the advisers, and if they say yes, they're offered a cup of tea and a chat. Now, when I visited Catton Distribution Centre on August the 1st, there were tea, biscuits and toasted sandwiches for those waiting. The hall was small, with five or six tables laid out for people to sit at. And the minute it opened, an elderly man came and sat at one table. At another, a young woman, and then a family arrived, a mother and father with their young child. This was the first time that the British Red Cross Chris Clayton was at this distribution centre. He is the latest person to join the team and says for a quarter to a third of his new clients, the cost of living crisis has brought them to breaking point. A lot of it is people who may not be aware of the benefits that they're entitled to, and so we are able to work through benefits checkers, he says. Waiting there were Michelle and her adult son Bob, but these are not their real names. This was Michelle and Bob's second time here. Michelle says she'd been working up to 55 hours per week to make ends meet, travelling to work in shops in Norwich and Fakenham. But when she refused to go to Thetford for work, she said her contract was terminated. Well, now I'm trying to look for work, and the pressure is on a bit, she says. The family first used the food bank last month. I'm trying to adjust to things on the money you get from the government, which is a big drop, she adds. The pilot is showing early signs of success. From April to the end of June, Citizens Advice helped over 70 people at the distribution centres. Of these, around 50 had debt or utility bill issues. They helped manage over £20,000 of debt and wrote off another £4,000 of debt. Shelter, meanwhile, spoke to over 170 people in this time. It prevented 6 people from becoming homeless. Debbie Cooper from the British Red Cross was hopeful that they could find a way to help Michelle and Bob. Michelle has thought about moving to a smaller house, but her rent arrears are preventing her from doing so, Debbie says. And there may be a way where there's a repayment method which might speed up her downsizing from a 3-bed to a 2-bed, which would probably give her £120 extra at least a month. And one of the key benefits of this new collaboration is that the British Red Cross, Shelter and Citizens Advice are more easily able to find the people who need their help. Chris Claydon said, "It is a really difficult thing to actually identify people in need at an early stage. The access with the food bank has made that so much better."
Thank you, Sam.